Challenge accepted.
All right, welcome to our third episode now of Video Content Challenge. So climbers, listeners of this podcast, y'all are sending in your finished song. It's got to be a completed recorded song that you're planning on releasing. It can also be something that you've already released, I suppose, if you want to do it that way. And you want to send in the lyrics, and you send them to info@daredevilproduction.com. There is no S in production. Production is singular. info@daredevilproduction.com. Put VCC or Video Content Challenge into the subject line. And then what we do is we get you on the show with us, and Brent and I and the artist will brainstorm on as many different kinds of video content that we can create in the form of not just for the music video or for the lyric video, but also for like little pieces of promotional content. They could be 8 seconds or 15 seconds or just maybe the hook or something like you might find on TikTok. We call that kind of TikTok content. But when we do call it TikTok content, we don't mean that it's only for TikTok, but it's fashioned in the It's structured like you would do on TikTok, but we can use that everywhere. The idea is, how do you get to seven, right? We need somebody to hear that hook seven times. And so when we've got a great song and we need people to hear that hook, even if you've got a great music video, you're not going to get a brand new pair of eyeballs, somebody who's not invested in you as an artist, to look at that video more than two times, even if they love it, because they don't know who you are yet. So we need to work our way in there. We need to Trojan horse our melody inside the mind of the consumer. And how can we do that? It's going to be through different kinds of video content. So that's the thrust of what we're doing here. So as usual, I got my co-host, Mr. Brent Baxter, with me. How you doing, Brent?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me join. This is fun. So a little bit of mad scientist in the lab here.
And payback for Brent, because we've been doing the song title challenge for a while now, where he's under the gun, and now it's like me under the gun. So
exactly,
now
it's which a little is always
more even
fun.
Now, we've got some skin in the game. All right.
That's right.
And our artist joining us today is Thurain, who is from New Jersey. Is that right, Thurain?
No, NJ stands for New Jerusalem. I'm actually out in Phoenix.
New Jerusalem. Okay, gotcha. Right, cool. He's an Arizona boy in Phoenix, okay? And the song that we have is called It's All Good, A-T-A-G-I-Y. And why don't you say, Thurain, what that's... And so this is a praise and worship song? Is that...
Yeah, it's a worship song and stands for All Things Are Good in You. I was originally going to call it All Things Are Good in You, but it's like a really long title, you know?
Right.
And we all say it's all good, yeah. Right? Still, it's still a thing. And I think it'll probably last kind of like kids still say cool, right?
Yeah.
2021. So I think It's All Good will probably last. And I thought it'd be kind of a cool title, but I put that in parentheses because that's the chorus, you know, and I just thought that could be eliminated, you know, I guess for promotion.
I mean, just from a marketing perspective, I kind of like the acronym. I mean, that makes me want to know, what does that mean?
Yeah. Okay, cool. Why not? So it creates some mystery or whatever. I hadn't thought of it that way.
Cause we had that conversation. Like what's that stand for? Wait. Okay. We look at the
Michael Jackson. With PYT.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even know what that means, but.
Exactly. Pretty Young Thing.
You're like,
exactly,
oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's what that means. So it makes me want to listen to the song just to find out, like, what does that mean? Am I missing something?
I will tell you, there are, because when we go to church, you know, there are a lot of praise and worship songs, and my wife keeps worship music or whatever, a lot of times playing like in the kitchen or whatever. Mm-hmm. And somebody says about, oh, this song, blah, blah, blah. And they'll say the name. I'm like, I don't think I know that one. Then they play the song. I'm like, oh, I know that one. But that's just like a random line in the bridge that they name the song after.
That is still really common. And it's been going on for a long time in worship songs. But I just thought that the song's based on Romans 8:28, which is all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose.
Right.
So I thought it would be cool to use something we all say as sort of a cool blow off thing. It's all good. Right, and you're trying to release people, right? You release someone from whatever. Oh man, I'm sorry that I'm late. It's all good. Let's just get started, right?
You're right.
It's all good. So I thought it'd be cool to use the Bible verse, but to say God's saying it's all good.
Right.
I love it. You know what else I'm thinking of right now? Because my secular brain has, the wheels have started turning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking of the character started on Breaking Bad. And then, and his name is Saul Good.
That's right. Saul Goodman.
Saul Goodman. Yeah, his name is Saul Goodman. Saul Goodman, man. And then he got his own spinoff, which is, it's Saul Good, right? That could be a twist on the name, too, where he just like Saul Good, man.
I love that. Wouldn't that be cool to do a tie in somehow to that? Because that's still a huge show.
Okay. So
I think it's the last season now, right?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, it's a funny show, but I mean, that would be like, but I don't know which one would be more hooky. Maybe
now, the thing about this, though, Johnny, here's another twist. Paul, who wrote Romans under the influence of the Holy Spirit, used to be called Saul before before his conversion.
Oh my God.
Mic drop.
Saul was a persecutor of Christians, and then he had his Damascus Road experience where God knocked him off his donkey, or there are other ways to say what he knocked him off of. But he has come to Jesus. Actually, Jesus came to him, and then he became Paul. So Saul Good and became Paul. But anyway.
Isn't that weird how life does that sometimes?
That just happened.
I'd call it God.
Yeah.
Some people wouldn't. I get that. It's cool. But I mean, you know, wow.
That just happened.
The writer of the scripture.
Yeah.
It could be like Saul Good, and in parentheses, get back on your donkey.
Get back on your donkey. Exactly. Saul Good. God can save anybody. You know, Paul said he's the worst of sinners, and God saved him, the chief of sinners. So it's Saul Good. Even God can make Saul Good.
Let's take a moment and listen to this song real quick, and then we're going to come back and we're going to cook up some video content ideas, okay?
Cool.
Okay.
Oh,
All right, and we're back. That's a pop song.
That is.
That's a brilliantly constructed pop song. I mean, the melodies, the vocals that you got going on, the arrangements there are really well done, man.
Well, thank you.
It's all good, man.
It's all good. I love the Beatles, and I wanted to have a little bit of a Beatles and Beach Boys kind of a vocal thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what that is, you know, as far as the influence. And I know that's really old pop, but you know what I mean? It just can't resist putting it in there.
But still relevant, I think. Mm-hmm. And it still completely works. So let's talk about some video content. I know you got a music video out on this because you sent that video to me.
Yeah. I hate it, by the way. I hate the way I looked in that video. I'd like to do a better video and like re-promote it. You know what I mean?
I think that would be a cool idea. I mean, I think using the video content, you can communicate what you're trying to say better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I think it'd be something better than
in that, you know, with yeah. I mean, listen, when you're Bon Jovi, all these sort of conceptual videos in the beginning of Bon Jovi's career, they didn't work. It wasn't until the third record came out and they're like, okay, screw the conceptual videos. We're just going to do us live.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah. This is what we're about and this is what works, but this is praise and worship. You know what I mean?
It's a different thing.
And so I think you go to the conceptual thing. I think we try to cook up some different ways on how we can do that. So all the content that we're about to talk about, Climbers, is it can be used as concepts for the music video itself, for a new music video. It can be used as concepts for content, say, to put behind a lyric video, right? It can also be used as promotional content, which may be, again, it could be like little clips, 6 seconds, 15 seconds, however long that hook is, 30 seconds, whatever. So we're not just talking about one specific bucket to put this content mm-hmm. in. We can spread them across all three. But if I was doing this video, I'd want to try to stay away, I think, maybe just artistically, and this is subjective, so this is strictly artistically, but
it's all good. You know,
the sunrise, the sunset, the stuff that sort of looks like what you would expect to see if you're talking about God, right? Like,
yeah.
Because that is overwhelmingly beautiful, right? And all that stuff is there. But what's all good? Like, what, you know, I'm thinking ice cream, puppy dogs, the love of somebody else, you know.
Mm-hmm. Nice things, generally.
Yeah. Like, what are the million things we could come up with? Yeah, an A+ on your test. Macaroni and cheese.
I am on a keto diet. I can't eat that. So you're cooking me now.
That's no fun.
Sorry.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Maybe some potential lines of scripture or something that you really like in a graphic sense that kind of comes in that can, because if it's presented right, then it doesn't seem campy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can make a campy
praise
and worship video, or you can make something that's like, whoa,
yeah,
that was cool, and make you look at it a different way.
I'm thinking of like that kind of stuff would go well as part of the lyric video. Because you want to have a lyric video, so those kind of slideshow behind it or video clips behind it or whatever with the lyric on top of it makes a whole lot of sense. And so that's kind of interesting, like getting outside the box of like what things are good. And it's such a feel-good song that I think you want to keep, at least for this idea, the smiley, happy people stuff of all things are good. Keep everything up, and then you can have the lyric over. One thing I was thinking as well, for just like a TikTok or a Instagram video, like a very short video, is have that Romans 8:28, you know, have that on like a quote card, but then you're playing part of that chorus. You know, all things are good in you, all things are good in you, all things are good in you. And, you know, and you have your little byline, you know, the song attribution there, but it's just that verse and other verses as well that fit that thought of all things are good in you. And
that's,
you can
cool.
do tons of like quote cards because people like to share verses and stuff, but this one has a little extra, you know, very simple, you know, message over the top of it. But it's, again, it's all about getting to 7. It's a way for people to hear that message and hear that song and hopefully backtrack to you. So I think that
would be
a super simple way you can serve it up with, you know, every verse you can find that has to do with that, you can pop that course right over the top of it.
I like that. Or on that same note, to piggyback off of that, I did this on a lyric video with Lala Deaton, but if you shot the camera straight down and you find, maybe it's you, in my world, it's certainly not me, but you find the one person with the best possible penmanship that they have, and you shoot the camera right at a blank page in a journal, and you have them write out those verses.
Ooh, yeah.
That could be interesting. You know, those exact, those same verses that you find, instead of like showing them, have them write it out. So you're like, what are they going to write? When you see a Bible verse normally, is it the verse and then this is
like
Corinthians, whatever? Or is it, does it say where it is in the Bible first and then the verse?
It's like a book, you know, you see the chapter of it and then it just has the numbers.
Yeah, so it can be at the beginning of the quote or at the end of the quote.
I say you put it at the end of the quote for the video, right? So that it's like the impact of the words happens, and it's like, oh, wow, then you get the that's cool.
Reference.
And then it's like, yeah, then the reference. And so here's a weird one outside the box. Because the other thing that we're trying to do, and that's why I mentioned, like, if you slow down the song, like, let's say you upload the song to, I'm just thinking about this because this wouldn't be the lyric that you're writing out. But if you slow down the song, if you upload it to YouTube on an unlisted thing, just so you can even take the track you have that's already up on YouTube, and you can slow it down to like a quarter, 25%. So it sounds really creepy. But then you write out those verses to the slow version of it. That way, when you take that video content and you sync it up to the song, you speed it up so the hand's like writing really fast. Then it'll kind of make a little bit more sense. So that's a trick for making that content happen. So part of the thing that we're trying to come up with, guys, is not just cool video content, but it has to be cool video content that would work on a digital platform. So what works on MTV when we all watched MTV and it worked like terrestrial radio used to work because there was tens of millions of viewers and it was over and over and over again and you couldn't decide and we were just watching. It doesn't work that way on digital. We need to find something to hook them in the first second. It has to be visually pleasing. So I got a really outside of the box thing here that I haven't shared with anybody, but I've been wanting to do this myself. But are you just by chance a dog lover, Thuring?
I do. I love dogs and cats both.
Okay.
We have a cat. We don't have a dog right now, but love them both. Yeah.
So you love dogs. And so I know this, like I've been the proud owner of three Great Danes and I grew up with dogs. And
they're huge. They're massive,
but they're big lap dogs. They're big babies.
Sure.
And this is true of any dog. When you come home, those dogs are really like, I feel like dogs see their owners with unconditional love, like the way that God does, right? Like it's I don't care what happened. I am so happy to see you every single time you walk through that door. Even if you just left and forgot your glasses and came back 3 minutes, like, there you are. Oh my God.
Yeah.
So what about putting a GoPro on a dog?
Okay.
And just having them walk around. And like, what does that look like if, or maybe a lot of dogs, right? Like maybe you have a bunch of friends where you're like, okay, I want to put this GoPro on your dog. I want you to leave and I want you to come back. And then I want to just, so it's from the POV of the dog, but these people come through and their dogs are just going crazy over the kids, over the baby, over them, you know, maybe jumping up on them. Maybe they're just, and you can just see them shaking. And what if you take them on a walk and they meet different people and like, hey, hi, how you doing? And it's just that whole through the eyes of just complete innocence.
You just have to edit out all the crotch and butt sniffing. Yeah. Not appropriate for the genre.
Exactly. We don't want to offend anyone.
Exactly. It's not genre appropriate.
Because first of all, you're going to know it's from the POV of a dog, right?
Yeah.
You're going to catch on to that, but it's just going to look different. So it's going to catch your eye, but you're not going to know why. You're like, oh, this is all about a dog. I should be looking at this world the way that dogs look at this world, right? Like, I trust dogs more than people.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a lot of us, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I do, because they are just more innocent. There's no politics. There's no they can feel your energy. And if they, if you got good energy, they're going to love you, you know?
And it's simple motivations for the dog. They're pack animals, right? They're part of the family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's real kind of simplistic. So that would be interesting to dream up like different scenarios that would communicate that, like it's all good. And what happens with that if it's other dogs and like black dogs and white dogs and black people and brown people and white people. And you make a statement with that this dog doesn't care. He just loves all things, you know, mm-hmm. and all things are good. And you could make some really important statements like that through a vehicle of the POV of the dog. That would be really fascinating, I think.
It's a pretty astute observation, I think, too. Yeah.
I like that thought.
I never thought of it like that. That's a good point, that the animal hasn't, they're colorblind, they're race mm-hmm. blind, they're politically blind, they're everything blind. It's just all about you
and bacon.
You can make that, you can make the black and white.
Yeah.
Ooh, that just happened. Dogs are colorblind.
I like the idea of the
and they're literally colorblind. Yeah.
Blue. Yeah. Of the racial kind of reconciliation, and you know, because the Bible's clear, all tribes and tongues are going to be represented
in
heaven.
Are going to be worshiping.
And he loves, you know, he loves everybody. And so that's an interesting thought too. Is like all things are good in you, and it's like, and so are. I mean, all people are not good. We're all sinners in need of saving. But
in the sense
like,
that,
but like yeah. all races, it's all that's all good. That's all good.
Yeah.
You know, so that could be an interesting way to kind of serve that up too, of going,
Jesus was colorblind when it came to who he's dying for, right? Didn't matter who.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Because there's value in everyone to be willing to die for. Right. So that's a cool
thing. The one thing they all had in common was they weren't worth it. But he did it anyway.
Yes.
That's the one thing we all had in common. So yeah. You don't deserve this. All right, great.
And yet we were valued so much to still do it for
yeah,
us.
Which is, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this sounds like a stoner conversation we're about to say. It's like, man, what if God was like a dog? What if he came to Earth as like a dog? You know what I mean? So if you think about that, like because they just love it. Like, it's unconditional.
So we just need some bonds. We just need to.
Dude, what if dog was spelled C-A-T?
Whoa. Yeah, dude, what if God was a dog? Oh, wow.
But you know, on that note, like, you make it black and white, and all the, like, different, if there's maybe even, I think there's a lot. Yeah. There's a lot you could say with that from that perspective. Like I know like my last Great Dane, which was funny, Scooter McGee, was, I couldn't take him to a dog park because he would not stand for any even perceived injustice. So at the dog park, the common game is the smallest, fastest dog is the rabbit, and we're going to chase that dog. And nobody's trying to hurt that dog at the dog park. They're just playing a game of chase, but he wouldn't stand for it. He was like, he thinks that dog's in trouble.
Yeah,
and so he wants to help that dog, and he would get emotionally upset. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, and even when I would get in an argument with my significant other, like, he would get in between and do that. And that's, I mean, there's things you could do there that could make statements from like the perspective of the dog. If the dog was kind of like God, like, are you, is it blasphemous to say that? Like, if you're looking through,
if it's done right, it'd be fine.
Yeah. How you serve it up. I think,
I mean, I have to be careful on the etiquette with that because it's,
some people would get, what are you doing? You're comparing dog to a dog.
But the animals are worthy, right?
They are, and God made them too. So
he declared them good. So,
right.
I had a quick question on the conceptual side.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of the scripture, one of the concepts of it that's the underlying message of it, is that Paul is saying that all kinds of bad stuff happens to you in your life, and ultimately God will work that out to good. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, horrible, horrible, awful stuff that you wouldn't even want to talk about, right? That happens to people. Even really, really bad stuff, God will turn that around ultimately. Mm-hmm. Obviously, in the middle of it, you're not going to be happy and joyous because of, what are all the things, you know, murders, rapes, I mean, horrible stuff. But somehow, even those bad things, God ultimately will turn around to the person who chooses to love God. And that's the message to help to encourage, especially, obviously, Christians.
Ow.
I've been sitting on some ideas, but John, you go first.
Go ahead.
But I've been sitting on some ideas.
I have you guys to see what you
Okay, so, in the very first episode of The Climb, it was entitled, Why Should We Listen to These Guys? And we talked about our whole journeys, Brent and I both did, and we talked about, which included like our biggest failures.
Mm-hmm.
So what if you could like for me, the whole, I mean, I lost everything in the financial meltdown in 2008. I started out as an artist. I went through all this whole journey, and then I had built up this.
We all went broke, didn't we?
Yeah. Well, I was in the mortgage business, so I went extra broke. Like, not only was my house upside down $250,000, and not only did I lose my wife and all that, but also, everything, my savings wiped out, like my whole business went under. Everything crashed because I was literally in the mortgage industry and I had a boatload of overhead and was not allowed to sell anything. It's a horrible story. And it was a long, dark, one of my darkest times of my life, because it was also the first time where that they say when God closes a door, he opens a window or whatever. Yeah. It was one of the first, up until that time, that was right there. The window was right there. After that door closed, so I could just jump and I got it. But this time it wasn't there and I was looking for it and my eyes were open. I was looking for it, but I couldn't find it. It took a while for me to find it. It was the biggest blessing ever. So one of the things I like to do with my artists, and I'm doing this with Matt Bailey, who's been through hell and back in the form of alcohol and drug addiction. Wow. And he's open about it. So I can say this. This is not me revealing any secrets. We've already filmed interviews with him talking about what happened when he was a major label artist, how it all fell apart, the road that he went down, how he hit rock bottom, and now he came back. And what does that mean? And a lot of that is spiritual. That's part of that 12-step program. And that's helped him tremendously. But that interview content can be multi-purposed in the form of, think of the visual content of him in the screen telling the interview and the hook playing in the background for his song, whatever song that is for him. Yeah. But also we can take other visual content and just use the audio from those interviews as a narration. Mm-hmm. Right. And then, and that's what's happened. Yeah. So to get a bunch of different, to sort of wrap this up like conceptually with what I was thinking, was to talk to, what if you had content of people that are just, that are homeless people like content of, you know, people that are in shooting galleries, in the throes of drug addiction, sexual addiction, codependency, like all these, you know, horrible losses, like the loss of a sibling or a child or a significant other, people that are in the throes of grief, like Monday Morning Church, you know, where he was angry at God, like that kind of stuff. And then you've got that song playing in the background and maybe the narration of the redemption, of what happens on the other side of that. Like here's,
that's super cool. Mm-hmm. I can see how that could be used.
That could be interesting.
Okay. Combined with maybe, or I'd have to maybe separate video, the dog thing, which just sounds really fun.
Yeah. I think those are separate
they can
videos.
Be different.
And that's,
it can be different things.
Yeah. That's part of the thing of this is how do you get to seven? How do you serve all these different video content ways of getting this hook and this song in people's ears? So they can have very different tones of them. Like the dog thing is funny, the cute baby smiling and ice cream cones. Like, okay, that's all just happy, feel good stuff. And then you have something like this. So that, Johnny, yeah, that was exactly what I was thinking too, is like, man, tell your testimony or have other people tell their testimony and be like, this dark time, you know, how can you say all things are good in you? Because the song is so happy. Some people will be like, no, it's not, right? It's going to be like, they're going to be mad because, like, you can't show like famine and the war scenes like underneath this song without the context. It'd just be like, what? This seems totally ironic, right?
Yeah, it has to be done.
So how do you say, well, okay, here's a story of my life where it looked like it was all bad, but God turned it good.
Turned it around.
And so you can, you know, so how can you sing this? How can you sing this? You know, and well, because I've seen this in my life. And maybe that's almost like a series of how can you sing that? You know, all things are good in you. And you can get, you know, your local pastor or some people from your church or, you know, whatever you have access to of giving, you know, some testimony and sharing that around. Asking people what theirs is too, you know. It's like we're talking about TikTok and interactional video content is going, well, here's my story. Tell me yours. You know, how can you say all things are good? Like, what's the thing you went through that looked just all bad at the time, but now you see ways God's worked it to the good? I want to hear your story too.
That just happened. Yeah. Now that has DNA to go viral, right?
Exactly.
Where people can then take the hook and now they're going to tell their story. because they want to
encourage,
help other people too. Like, mm-hmm. man, I was, this is where I was, but here's where I am now. Like, this is what happened. All things are good. Like, it may seem like there is no God right now, but that's mm-hmm. not the truth. Like, this is
sure. And in our moments of darkness, we all have that. Christians have it too. It's like, God, why was there a God? This whole situation is so terrible, and you start doubting. Mm-hmm. By the way, I hope your non-Christian listeners are cool with we're really getting.
No, but this is the concept of the song, Terrain. It's not about Christian or non-Christian. Like, this is this particular song, this is what that concept is, and we're servicing that concept to the best of our ability.
Because these ideas could work for secular songs too. I mean, these are really cool ideas.
Well, yeah, the types of content, yeah, for sure. But you want to serve it up for what serves this song and helps this message get out.
I appreciate that.
The hook is good, man. And so there are a boatload of people who love to listen to praise and worship music, and they can be reached. But how are you going to get them to click on and listen to that hook? And then how are we going to get them to hear it seven times so that you get into that spin? Because the better you are at communicating this with your song, whether it's praise and worship, or, you know, whether you're a political artist, whether you're early U2 or something, it's like the more you can get people dialed into the hook, the more people you get to get your message out to, the more people you can communicate to, the more people that you can help or make them think or just get them to bob their head and forget about their troubles for a little while. Like, it's all part of the same thing. So what we're trying to do with this mini-sode here with the video content challenge is to open up people's ways of thinking about video content and reframe it in the context of a digital platform, and knowing that we're not picking one and forsaking the other. Like, do them all if you can, or as many as you can, and they can be little bits and pieces. But when I see something, I'm like, oh, this is the most adorable thing ever. This dog is jumping up on these people. I love my dog. Makes me think of my dog. Puppies are the number one watched piece of video content on YouTube, so you can't go wrong with that. Of course, this is weird because it's from the context of the dog, or the POV of a dog. But then, you know, with these like stories, people love stories, and I think it's extremely cathartic, and it builds community when people share, like, hey, here's where I was, here's how I made it out. You can make it out too.
Yeah.
And when the soundtrack to that whole exchange is that song, I mean, the amount of content you could create for that, Terrain, is only limited to how many people are willing to get in front of a camera or on a microphone and tell their story.
Yeah.
Well, what I appreciate about you guys putting these kinds of ideas into it is I was trying to figure out that TikTok thing, and it seems like dancers are always the thing. I'm like, how am I going to do dancing? I mean, there is worship dancing, but you know what I mean? I was like, I don't want to try to get, I mean, if someone on their own loved a song and started dancing to one of my songs, that'd be great.
Yeah.
The dancing thing was like a hesitant, I was like, I don't want to do that.
Well, you know? what I could see is, you know, you got part of the song on there and it's saying all things are good. And you're pointing to the word bubbles that pop up, right? Like, I'm totally pulling this out of no context, but like drug addict, 7 years, some alcoholic. Okay.
I can see how
you know God. Then it pops up. You know, God saved me. It's all good.
They do stuff like that on TikTok too. I've seen that.
Yeah, and so he's like, that's drug addict, blah blah blah. God saved me. All things are good. That's all good.
Brilliant.
Tell me yours.
I like that better than the dancing. You know what I mean? Which is great. Dancing's great for other songs, but you know.
Yeah,
I love it because it's this is one of my favorite formats. Now, pop-up video is addicting, even if you have no idea who the artist is, because you're interested in the story.
You don't care about that.
Whether the story is all the things that went wrong in the music video, like this is a 1800s period piece, and our director left his iPhone 10 in the shot. You don't know this, but our guitar player is going through an extreme case of food poisoning right now and has massive diarrhea. So between every take, he had to run out and come back. You know, all those things that are interesting, but this way you're telling the story of the video content behind that, right? Like this guy here was addicted to heroin for 10 years and then, you know, crawled back out of it. And this is what happened. And this girl here lost her son and went in a deep, you know, but now look at her now, you know, but in the form of a pop-up with the bloop, you know, the, like, yeah. That becomes more animated. It's really good for short attention span theater. It'll work for the full length of the song. It'll work for 30 seconds of the song, or maybe for the length of that it takes for the pop-ups to sort of tell that particular story of somebody. Like, wow, what a great.
Yeah.
This is why people work with you guys, because you have this kind of creativity combined with the additional.
I saw that, even if it was like, let's say it was like a minute. There's no rules, right? Let's say it's a minute and 10 seconds and you tell the story. And then I go to your site or I go to your YouTube channel and there's 50 of them. Right.
And it's
different stories. It's like,
yeah.
And you're just digging that song deeper and deeper into their brain. You know,
that's what I'm saying. With every one
of
those.
Yeah. That's the whole thing. These are different delivery methods of sneaking that song into people's brains until okay, I love it now.
I was trying to figure out how to do that. Mm-hmm. I haven't done any of those shorts yet because I wasn't sure how to do it on YouTube. Right.
Yeah. No rules. I mean, rules. Throw it out there. Like this really got good when you kind of injected the clarified the conceptual piece of it. Mm-hmm. And now we went off into this other place that I think is really cool, man.
And I got another one real quick too. And you may have seen this in church. I've seen it a few times. It's always really powerful. The choir or the band would be playing some song about like redemption or something, how God pulled me out of something. And then you have all these people at the church with the poster and they're coming up and revealing their posters like drug addict 7 years.
Boom. I've seen that.
You know, those kind of videos, and they're just holding it up. And while the band, it's very powerful, these people being totally vulnerable and praising God for like, yeah, this was a thing, abused as a child, thought I was worthless, blah, 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 you know, all this stuff. And we know with the music, and it's extremely powerful. And that's something like you can do
stuff
for, you know, now you got to get those people to do it, you know? But it's, you know, maybe you get them at that church, you know, where you did that to go, hey, here's the thing, you know, if it fits, talk to the preacher about it. Maybe we, you know, make it a thing and film it and use that. But I think that could be super powerful too. Cause it's what it's doing. It's meeting people's objections that may be going on in their mind to this song.
That's the first reason. Yeah. The first rejection is, yeah, everything isn't good.
It's not all good. How can you, some ways that darkness is. Now, one thing I also hear like that chorus, it feels like in a church, like, hey, we have kids camp coming up and we're going to tell you about it. And there's a lot of kinetic videos of all these kids, you know, throwing water balloons and throwing the parachute thing or whatever they're doing. Right
now. That's all good.
It's all good. Now it's like, I could hear that over like, yeah, come on to Centrifuge or Centrikid or whatever the camp is. It feels like that kind of thing too, which I'm not sure how you'd serve that up, but if
you do like the card thing, then I think everybody has to have that one card that says, you know, abused as a child, I didn't think I was good enough. And then the second card is, it's all good.
Yeah.
Not sure, because.
Right? Like, everyone says that, like, totally abused by that my ex-husband for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all good.
Either it's all good or, but God, blah, blah, blah. You know?
Exactly.
Show the other side of it.
One of the problems in the Christian world, and probably secular too, is we do tend to just try to throw a thing at somebody because we're all busy, right? And it's hard to really encourage people in a deeper way. Mm-hmm. So it'd be cool to have the video somehow convey that. So it's not just coming off like, well, this is just a trite saying that I'm throwing at you. And it doesn't really have any impact because, my life really sucks right now. So this song is making me angry, right? Or sad. Yeah. And yeah, it'd be so cool to have a way to convey that.
You convey it on the card.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't have to be just a two-card thing. It could be 10, 12 cards if you just unveiling your story.
Well, here you could say this, like, abused as a child, I didn't think I was good enough. 5 years ago, this song would have pissed me off. It's all good.
Yeah.
You know?
I like that.
And you can address, every single one is like, okay, at this time, I would have hated to hear this song. And the other thing I was thinking, too, would be like, if, let's say, I don't know how big your church is, and so I, like, this is just
about,
me,
it's about 400.
Well, that's pretty big. I mean, but if you could, let's say you can get, like, you know, 10 people to agree to do this and just have them line up with mm-hmm. their cards. And so the first person comes up and does their cards and walks off the camera. The next person comes up. It's all one shot, right? Mm-hmm. Camera's on a tripod, and they come up and they go like, ding, ding, ding. You know, pff. Next one, I was addicted to heroin for 15 years. I wouldn't even be awake to listen to this song right. 8 years ago.
Sure.
It's all good now. It's all good, you know? And you'll be fine too. Maybe maybe that's the other message. Yeah. You're going to be okay.
Get connected.
You're going to be okay.
Well, and you keep, you're going to be, you know, and you work that Romans 8:28 back in there too, you know? And, right. and man, that's ooh, a hallelujah so moment too. When that person is like, but God, boom, delivered me from that. And that's in the crowd. You're like, yes, that's awesome. You know,
well, I work with Celebrate Recovery. I lead worship at some of those events.
Well, there we go.
Celebrate Recovery. Yeah. Celebrate Recovery is the Christian version of AA.
Okay.
It's just that, you know how AA has the part about having some kind of belief. Well, in Celebrate Recovery, it's just Jesus. Mm-hmm. Right. So,
right.
So I have a group that I think might be willing to do it just because they're in Celebrate Recovery. I think they would go for it.
And as much diversity as you can get in there.
Mm-hmm.
It would be good, you know what I mean? Like physical abuse, sexual abuse, drug abuse,
and also the just the demographics of the people, diversity too, because you want to cast ages. That wide net, because the net is as wide as the world. So you know, so it's good the more you can reflect that truth.
Yeah,
there you go. And I see that you're taking notes, Thoreen. But remember, you're gonna podcast. You can go back and listen to it whenever you want.
We'll do. Yeah, I can't resist taking. It's so hard not to, because it's, you know what I mean? You get excited.
Yeah.
And I know I'll forget it. So I have this habit of writing it down.
I get it. But
like the gal that you did on the other episode, I was listening, she was writing it down too. It's hard not to. I just can't resist.
No, that's good.
I'm not discouraging you from that, but I'm like, don't forget, you know, all this you get to listen to literally tomorrow. Because
it's like you guys are like idea monsters. It's just like idea after idea after idea. It's like, wow.
Yeah. I think we got a lot of good looks at that.
I think a lot.
You guys, and you know, please keep us in the loop. And the only thing we request in exchange for this is let us see the content, you know, like when you get it, filmed. We'll make sure we get to see it.
Well, I hope I can plug Daredevil. My wife and I were praying about working with you guys. I'm pretty much 100% there. So offline, well, I assume we have to call for like a consultation, get that ball rolling. And
we'll talk about that when we get off the air.
Yeah.
But let's wrap this up, guys. So, first of all, great song. Yeah. Thank you very much, Thoreen, for taking time and doing it last minute. Once again, we're still trying to get some excitement and get people to understand what we're doing here to get enough content.
Awesome.
Good.
Well, hey, another piece of content is sharing, because we played the song on the podcast, is sharing the podcast and go, hey, I would love your ideas. Do you have any other ideas? Are there certain ideas in here that Johnny and Brent talked about that you really want to hear? Because, we don't mind the extra downloads. That's just one more piece of content of going, hey, we talked about this song. I'd love to hear your thoughts, too.
So downloads and streams help promote the podcast?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
In the climb community.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, downloads are definitely helpful.
We're still developing how the whole machinery of this thing and how it should work. But that's brilliant. Yeah, because I want people to start thinking – I want them to get excited about listening to this because they can think along as well. Mm-hmm. They're doing that with the song title challenge. I want them to respond in the same way to the video content challenge. And then I think it's a muscle. It's just a muscle. Mm-hmm. And once you get used to flexing that muscle, all of a sudden you're like, okay, I could do this, 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 this interview. You know, mm-hmm. here are the verticals, right? Music video, lyric video, interview content, story content. What does it look like? What's the concept of the song? And then you chunk down from there. Yeah. And the more that they see us do this, the more they'll do it for themselves and have more prowess on the digital platform.
Teach them how to.
Do you guys remember Back to the Future? Do you remember the movie?
Oh, heck yeah.
Well, there was the one part where Marty McFly tells his dad when he's in the 50s, he says, you need to just come up with some ideas on how to talk to what's her name's to get her to marry
Lorraine
to start dating.
Yeah, Lorraine.
Yeah.
And he just stands there for a second, it's quiet, and he goes, nothing's coming to me.
that's I think that's problem. What all artists think about when they're doing this. They're like, I don't
that's
know.
To me. I'm like, I can't think of anything. Talking to you guys for 20 minutes, I'm like, oh, wow, there's a wealth of stuff. I can't think of anything.
And so many ways we can go. Bringing your community into it, the people that already like you and like your music, yeah. Hey, here's this podcast. Listen along. I would love your thoughts, your input. And you may just get a lot of people going, hey, I would volunteer for this thing, that thing. I'd hold a card. I'd tell a story. You know, some people may just volunteer for that, make your job easier, becomes a brilliant pull more than a push. But then also it just is another way for them to hear that song.
Yeah.
You know,
so what, which is
happen more.
Everybody wins.
We're doing.
Anybody wins.
Excellent. Yep. Not so groovy now, is it?
Yeah.
Release the house. All right, guys. Well, that brings us to the end of our third video content challenge. And this, once again, I'm really proud of what we did here, Thurain.
Yeah,
thanks.
Me too.
Thanks for
Thank
sharing
you.
Your song and for coming on the air. Brent, you're brilliant as always.
Oh, thank you.
If you would like to be featured on this show, then your song needs to be done. Okay. It needs to be recorded. We need to have a master track. In this case, Thurain already had a music video for it, but now we're going to dig a little deeper. So if you already video out, that's fine. Send it in. If you don't, that's fine too. But we need the lyrics. We need the track. Send it to info@daredevilproduction.com and put VCC or video content challenge in the subject line so it gets in the right folder. If you don't, it won't. And then we'll get you on the air and we'll have the same kind of exchange that we had here. So this podcast exists because we want you to win. So keep on climbing.
Social media. Challenge accepted.